All right. We are a little behind, but water supply will get us back on track. We'll go ahead and start the 10:45 meeting. First up, we have approval of minutes from the July 6, 2021 meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, moving on, we have public comments. Is there anyone from the public? Mr. Chapman, come on up.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Howard Chapman. My address is 824 Natchez Circle in Mount Pleasant. And I just would like to thank the chairman and the committee for taking on this project, because it's something that sort of has evolved with the removal of the water tower. And I think it's a good first step in resolving the issue of having the water tower removed. And I think it is that the town should try to work with Waterworks on what the final outcome of this park is. As I mentioned previously, Walter and Louise Brown have been part of the Mount Pleasant community for many, many years, and they live very close to this. And I would like to make sure that some way they are recognized as part of this park. And with that, I'll let you go on to your meeting, and I'm anxious to see what Waterworks has developed for this. It's a great location in the middle of the Olden Historic District, and it needs to recognize that. So thank you very much, and thanks for spearheading getting this on the agenda.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chapman. Go ahead, sir. Just your name and address in 2 minutes.
Jason Walton, 705 Simmons. I'd like to echo what Mr. Chapman said. So I was involved with Walter and DeAndre Gregg with a lot of issues with the water tower and the cell tower. And I'd just like to relay one thing. I think it's very, very important to work with not just Walter, but the African-American settlement community and everything about that site. There are so many things that I've learned what that site meant. And when the eve before the water tower came down, Walter was nice enough to pop in and take some pictures with us. He had hired a professional photographer. And listening to his mother talk about that site, the old school, the history behind like how those tanks were sunk on that side of that property, it means a lot that I never understood and frankly can't. So I think that this is great. I think what's happening there and preserving it as something that's really, really important just to a lot of members around that site, and just would really hope, and I think it's on a great track, but continue to really work with the African-American community on what that site becomes. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else for a public comment? Going once, going twice. All right, we will move on to item 4, presentation by Mount Pleasant Waterworks on expanded green space at the site of the old tower. So, Alan, would love to invite you forward to just kind of show us the layout and what you guys are thinking. And before we move too far ahead, I do just want to make the statement that we appreciate you coming over here and presenting to Water Supply and giving us this opportunity. But at the same time, we also recognize that this is land owned by Mount Pleasant Waterworks and under the control ultimately of the Mount Pleasant Waterworks Commission and not Town Council. So obviously they will have the final say on what happens with this park. But we appreciate you giving us an update and taking questions.
Yep, Jake, I appreciate that. Laura, GM, thank you for your time. Jake, is there another slide showing the original layout?
Let's see. I don't know the answer to that. We'll figure it out.
And appreciate the public comments. I think this is a valuable piece of property, and it is important to realize that it is still used for water production and certainly a valuable piece of land to Mount Pleasant Waterworks. Most of the assets you see there are responsible for the production and delivery of water to the area, so very important. There's only two slides, Jake?
There's three here, but this
oh,
is
three.
All
there you go. That one in the middle, I'm not sure. Let's focus on that one first.
Okay.
That's the existing fence line. You can see that fence line is very close to the sidewalk. If you've been down that area, it really encroaches. There's not a lot of room on the sidewalk. So down both lines, very close to the sidewalk. The tank was located between the three red buildings that you see there where the green space is depicted. The thought would be to open that up to really make it a more friendly area, and I'm calling it enhanced green space for the neighborhood. But we certainly recognize that that street is used by a lot of pedestrians, and we'd like to accommodate that if we can. So, Jake, now if you would show either the previous slide, probably. So the concept is to move that fence line back, outlining the small red building that's cut out. That's an original pump building. It has a lot of historic value to water production on that site. It's a pretty neat building if you look at it. Steel roof and bricks and a very nice area. So if we move the fence line, create some green space around there, and if you notice, that fence has also been moved off of both of the sidewalks to allow a little bit more room for pedestrians. The final slide shows the addition of space that can be used for public access. So again, this will accommodate the needs of the waterworks. Obviously, the site is very important to us, but hopefully meet the needs of the community as well. And with that, Jake, any questions on?
There were a couple of public comments that referenced naming of the site. I guess you will take those suggestions back to the commissioners to consider.
Certainly be glad to do that, to consider. Again, the site, to me, will remain RO Water Treatment Plant number one. Mm-hmm. That is what the facility is used for. In my mind, I envision some type of educational, plaques or, something, monuments. Certainly, we'd like to memorialize the old tank there. So I do envision something there beyond just green space. So I think all those ideas, Jake, certainly take back to the commissioners.
Yep. Ms. Whitley?
One of the ideas that was tossing around with Councilman Rambo earlier this morning is the town has a program called Art on the Half Shell, which is these 4-foot-tall fiberglass oysters. I'm sure you've seen them in the lobby. But it might be possible in the next round of oysters to see if an artist can be commissioned to paint the water tower on an oyster and potentially have that be on site in the park as a piece of art. So I don't know if that's something that Waterworks would be interested in, but I can connect you to our Culture, Arts, and Pride Commission staff liaison to work through that.
Yep, appreciate those ideas.
And I think in my mind, transitioning from calling it a park to a green space is good. I think of a park, I think of like a playground and like this wide open space, and it's really a very, very small area. And quite frankly, very generous of Mount Pleasant Waterworks to essentially give up part of their usable property to make it into green space. And then I'm sure as the process moves forward, Mount Pleasant Waterworks will work closely with our planning department and things who are used to planning these sorts of little pocket parks or pocket green spaces, as they obviously they have a lot of experience in this area. So
yeah, we've been working over the last few years to really enhance that site. This is another step in that direction. And even though it is a small amount of square footage, I think it really will enhance the block. The fence will look nice. It'll give the residents and pedestrians a place to be. So I think it, while it is a small square footage, I think it'll be a pretty big impact to the area. That's certainly our hope.
And the final question I have is, what are we thinking as far as a timeline for this?
Some of that's dependent on the temporary cell pole that's up there now. They have been delayed in finding a new site.
Okay.
As soon as they are off of our property, we will demo the existing concrete pad, some of the work that we could not do when we removed the tank.
Okay.
So as soon as they move, we will move.
Okay, got it. All right. You guys have any other questions? Well, thank you, Al. Right. We appreciate
you
being
appreciate
here.
Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you, sir. All right, with that, that was the only item on this committee, so we will stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
We'll be back on track.